All right, Paul Julian, the coach of the Iron Mountain squad, is here. The Iron Mountain Golds, Greens, whichever it is on a given day, hey?
Yep, we started off Golds, but we brought it back for the old-timers in town, and now we are the Dickinson County Greens.
All right, and indeed, Dickinson County, normally when you have all your guys here, it's a nice mix of Iron Mountain, Kingsford, and Norway guys. A little shorthanded today, though, eh?
Yeah, it's an equal mix typically. I mean, you know, there's four or five from every school. Today with the association tournament going on and up in Escanaba, it's been, and a couple kids gone fishing, a couple kids gone wrestling. Today we're short-staffed.
Okay, so tell me about your season. You guys have done a nice job this year for the most part. I know the loss to Marquette kind of stung for the boys being on this field. They didn't like that, but really you guys have been consistent otherwise.
We've been pretty consistent. It's always them days when guys can't show up for work or other things. But, you know, we're 19-4. We lost a couple to Houghton the other night, too. Marquette's always got a good ball team, so it's same with Hancock. So it didn't surprise me we lost when we were short-staffed. Just hope to get them in the tournament.
Yeah, well, and that is coming up, and that's what we're playing for, isn't it?
That's what we're playing for. That's what we play the whole season for. We play to get better, to go compete in that tournament and try to make the UP proud.
It won't be here at Leona Field, though. It'll be in Gladstone. But what do you think about your team going into that tournament, knowing the bracket, seeing the bracket and everything?
Well, I we're excited as all get up to get going and get in that. Marquette, the rumor on the street is they put about $160,000 into their field. I'm excited that the states are actually in the UP this year. So that way all friends, family, and grandparents can come watch and not have to drive all the way downstate. So overall, win-win on everything.
Yeah, and we're going to see you up in Marquette Tuesday night. That's going to be a fun doubleheader up there.
It's going to be a great doubleheader, and, you know, Swadge does a good job up there, and I can't wait to hear see the field. I heard it's pretty incredible.
Okay, so what about today against the Sault Ste. Marie team? You played them in our tournament. They haven't played since. They've only played two games since then, but they have 14 guys, and you only have 9 today. So what do you expect?
I expect a good game. You know, I mean, Sault Ste. Marie's always been really well coached. So I'm sure they'll be, I'm sure they'll have, even though they haven't been playing, I'm sure they're practicing. So I bet you we see a really good ball game today.
All right, good luck today.
I appreciate you, Jack.
Paul Julian, we're back in 3 minutes, 94.3 The Breeze.